Actors first investigate what exactly Shakespeare is saying, line by line. The director feeds the words one by one into the actor's ears, and they are instructed to say the line on the outgoing breath. At the beginning of the process, many of these kids can barely get a line out. Progress is slow, as each actor slowly internalizes the words. The words gain depth and resonance as the voice changes in response to their associations. The idea is to inspire the actors to sense their reactions to the words and soon discover the character. Rather than, "I have to remember my lines," the emphasis is on, "What do these words mean to me? What effect do I have on my fellow actors?" And, "What happens to me when I hear their lines?" This can be a life-changing process, as I witnessed in a workshop run by actors trained by Shakespeare and Company at the VA Medical Center in Bath, New York. Larry, a 59-year-old Vietnam veteran with 27 detox hospitalizations during the previous year, had volunteered to play the role of Brutus in a scene from Julius Caesar. As the rehearsal began, he mumbled and hurried through his lines. He seemed to be terrified of what people were thinking of him. "Remember March, the Ides of March, remember. Did not great Julius bleed for justice' sake? What villain touched his body that did stab and not for justice?" It seemed to take hours to rehearse the speech that begins with these lines. At first, he was just standing there, shoulders slumped, repeating the words that the director whispered in his ear. "Remember. What do you remember? Do you remember too much or not enough? Remember. What do you want to remember? What is it like to remember?" Larry's voice cracked, eyes to the floor, sweat beating on his forehead. After a short break and a sip of water, back to work. "Justice. Did you receive justice? Did you ever bleed for justice's sake? What does justice mean to you? Struck. Have you ever struck someone? Have you ever been struck? What was it like? What do you wish you had done? Stab. Have you ever stabbed someone? Have you ever felt stabbed in the back? Have you stabbed someone in the back?" At this point, Larry bolted from the room. The next day he returned and we began again, Larry standing there, perspiring, heart racing, having a million associations going through his mind, gradually allowing himself to feel every word and learning to own the lines that he uttered. At the end of the program, Larry started his first job in 7 years, and he was still working, the last I heard, 6 months later. Learning to experience and tolerate deep emotions is essential for recovery from trauma.